Hello, my name is Christy Whitfield, and you're listening to Mayor Bowser's Every Opportunity to Rise podcast.
We're focused on creating more opportunity and making sure all of our residents know about that opportunity. Everybody, from Ward 8 to Ward 1, from advanced degrees to no degrees, from 5 generations to 5 minutes, has a fair shot.
Welcome to Season 2 of Mayor Bowser's Every Opportunity to Rise podcast. My name is Christy Whitfield, and I'm the director of the Department of Small and Local Business Development. This season, we are going to be discussing small business issues. Hopefully, you already know the DSLBD is here to help small businesses grow. We are here to help business from every step of the business cycle to move from wherever they are to the next step. And we have a really great season planned for you. And today, I have invited two amazing business owners to talk to us about getting started. These amazing entrepreneurs are going to introduce themselves. Raminda, do you like these earrings?
I do, actually.
Oh,
I
need to get amazing, mine. Right?
I need to get
these
them too.
Great. Okay. Tell me about these earrings, please. And tell me about how they were made and who are you?
Yes. So I'm Topaz Terry. Thank you very much. And I am the owner and proprietor of Bicycle Trash DC. And they are made out of bicycle inner tube. So bicycle trash means that everything I make is waste that I have diverted from landfills. It's waste from bicycle repairs, so flat tires, tune-ups, and I've made them into wearable accessories, like what you're wearing right now. I also make bags, also made from inner tube.
So for the people that are not watching at home, I'm holding now a super cool purse that is like durable and funky and cool. It's got tassels. It's got very cool hardware on it. If you're looking on the Facebook page, it's very nice. You want one. And what's the website that you should go to if you want to buy this?
Very straightforward, bicycletrash.com.
Nice. Let me ask you this, Topaz.
Yep.
What's my shirt say?
It says Black Books Matter, mahoganybooks.com.
Oh, where's that?
Ah, glad you asked. Ah. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me today. Yes. Mahogany Books is actually located in Anacostia, inside of the Anacostia Arts Center. 1231 Good Hope Road, Southeast, just so everybody knows. But we're excited to be in Ward 8 inside of Anacostia and the community there. And it's something that my husband and I are very passionate about that we started, 13 years ago in our little one-bedroom apartment and opened up a physical space actually 2 years ago in Anacostia.
And what is your name and your husband's name?
Ah, absolutely. My name is Raminda Young and my husband is Derek Young, and we've been married 18 years.
Oh, congratulations. Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Yes, thank you.
Well, so two really different, really interesting sort of niche markets. So reading is making a resurgence. Am I right?
Absolutely. It's been phenomenal over the past 3 to 5 years, actually, that independent bookstores have increased. So if you look across the district, you'll see even a rise of independent bookstores as well. And then actually physical books have outsold ebooks, believe it or not.
Oh, wow.
Ebooks have kind of plateaued. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so physical books have made a resurgence as well. So it's fun to see that because I've been on the other side of the spectrum where everybody was saying, you know, ebooks are it. It's, you know, nobody's going to read physical books anymore. And to see that resurgence and be part of it is amazing.
There's,
a lot of
nothing like holding a well-loved book
An
in
actual
your hands.
Product.
Yeah. Nothing like it. Nothing. Yeah. And I get excited. So.
Well, and I know that Bicycle Trash just opened an actual physical location. So tell us a little bit about that.
So I just joined the Arts Walk as part of Monroe Street Market in Brookland, right by the Brookland Metro. And I expanded space so that I could make more than just the small items that I was originally making and start making bags and using up more inner tubes and trash, bicycle trash.
Helping keep the landfills from getting so full.
And part of that was a rise in popularity of being aware of climate change and also choosing to wear your values and put your money into things that are locally produced but also good for the environment.
Well, so as two women who are obviously successful and winning at business.
Winning.
So I just want to say that one thing that I want people that are listening to this podcast to know, that the Department of Small Local Business Development understands a lot of things about business. And I know that when you're winning a business, that you only win that you never do anything wrong, that you have never made a mistake.
So true.
That nothing has ever gone wrong, right?
Nothing.
So if anyone looks at you, you don't have a bad day, and nothing ever happens wrong. As if they say, oh, it's all perfect.
Yeah.
So what kind of perfect advice? Talk to us about how it's perfect and that you can never make a mistake in business.
Ever make a mistake in business.
Never make a mistake in business.
I'd like to say that I didn't start my business thinking of myself as a business person. Mm-hmm. So when I started Bicycle Trash, I was an elementary school administrator, and I was doing something that made me feel good, mm-hmm. helped my mental health, mm-hmm. And was my contribution in some ways to the larger global crisis, you know, reality we're in right now. Over time, it became a business. And then I had to learn how to be a business. Mm-hmm. And making things or providing something of quality is actually a very small part of what running a business is.
Indeed.
And that was a very steep, and is still a very steep learning curve for me.
Well, and I think that, you know, you are also a member of the Made in DC program, mm-hmm. and are
right
part
from
of
the beginning.
Oh, great. And hopefully has found that community to be supportive.
Very much so.
And I think Bicycle Trash is in the shop Made in DC stores and is part of the Made in DC market that's in the airport.
Yep.
You know, so I think access to the market is important.
Yes.
You know, and in all seriousness, I think that DSLBD wants to be a resource for people who are starting their business. And we understand that road is not linear for many people.
Very true.
And mm-hmm. that when you want to try something new and do something different, that you need to reach out for help.
Yep.
And, you know, and DSLBD has usually, we're not the direct resource, that, you know, the Bowser administration is helping us find ways to connect people with those resources.
Right.
Absolutely. And I know for us at Mahogany Books, that was a huge help when we were starting our store. To be part of be a recipient of the Great Streets Grant was huge for us. Mm-hmm. And it has impacted our business in a major way, to where we were able to get started and start off right. And without it, I'm sure that our start would not have been as successful as it was. So that was a huge help for us. And even when we had our grand opening, the mayor's office was amazing, you know, mm-hmm. Offering to sponsor the food that we had for the community there, which was a huge help for a brand new business to get started. So it really gave us confidence to really step out there boldly, because we knew we had the support of the community behind us. So mm-hmm. it's great. But to go back to your question about, business is just phenomenal.
Tell us
how you only win. Absolutely. How you only win. You're so successful. We've got, you know, let's see again for the folks on. We've got books and
tote bags,
branding. Never made a mistake.
But I want to touch on, you know, especially in the age of social media, and we have a great social media following, and we're so proud of that. Almost 30,000 followers now. But it's so funny for people to get caught up in the little box, is what I say, mm-hmm. the profile pics, the glamorous shots of the events, and not really think about that's only 10 seconds of a full 24-hour day. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. in that snapshot, yes, it can be perfect. But before that, you know, we're thinking of, oh, man, do we have enough books for this event, or we're running out of inventory, or just even keeping the chatter of yourself mm-hmm. at bay. Right? Mm-hmm. It's a lot of times the naysayers, we're looking externally, but a lot of times the chatter is inside of our minds too, about, oh, you made a mistake, or, oh, you're not going to be successful, or, mm-hmm. you shouldn't have tried that. So I think, you know, when you see those photos, mm-hmm. think about behind the scenes what that really means. There's a lot of things going on that people are dealing with and overcoming. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing, I think, with people who are successful is that they don't succumb to it.
Right.
We experience it, we go through it, but to kind of quiet that chatter oftentimes is a big thing. But yeah, it's not all, you know, glamour shots and meeting all the celebrities that we are so blessed to have come through Mahogany Books. It's a lot more. Mm-hmm. And it's managing a team and inspiring that team, and also having that team connect to your vision. I always tell people, we can hire booksellers and teach anybody how to sell a book, but I cannot teach somebody to come to our bookstore with the same values and intention and connection to community that my husband and I have. Right. I can teach anybody to sell a book. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for people all the time that share those values, mm-hmm. that really connects to our community and what it means to connect to culture, because we specialize in books that are written by and about people of the African diaspora. So it's a lot, but I love it. Christine?
I was going to add to that. The doubt piece, I think, is the difference between running a small business and a hobby. Mm-hmm. I think I encounter a lot of people who are like, well, I could make that or I could do whatever. Mm-hmm. And I'm, yes, you could. And I would love it if you did.
Right.
But to actually deal with the doubt every morning of like, am I making the right choices? Am I putting my eggs in the wrong basket? And finding that community, like you were saying, is, I would say, the main DC community for me. And then I also was a resident in the 202 Creates program, was showing up and having people who actually literally understand when things are not winning, and to give you encouragement, advice, just to be a listening ear when you need it. And that was huge for me leaving just being a home-based business where I felt like I was doing a good thing, but I was very isolated, to interacting with other makers and small business people and being able to pick their brains and then and seeing their excitement in what I was doing.
Absolutely.
That was huge. Mm-hmm. That you really think this is good?
Right. Yeah. You know, awesome. stepping out and doing it, you know, is a leap of faith.
Yes.
Is a leap of faith.
Yes.
There's a lot of people. I know that when I had my business at Curbside Cupcakes, people would come up to my truck and I would often say to me, I had this idea. A lot of people have ideas.
Yes.
And I think the difference between entrepreneurs is, you know, breaking that barrier and trying.
Yeah.
But I do also think that because you're out there and you're representing your brand, that it is hard sometimes to say the hard things. I'm scared. Mm-hmm. I'm tired.
Yes.
I don't know what my next step is. And I think that it is important for business owners to know that it is okay to be scared. It is okay to be tired. And that there are resources out there to help you.
Absolutely. Right. And that's very real, to be nervous, to be scared. I know for my husband and I, it was something that we believed in. And everyone around us was saying, oh my gosh, you guys are going to open up a physical bookstore. What are you doing? This is crazy.
Yeah.
And both of us were very clear that even if our bookstore lasts 2 years, 3 years or 5 years, that's not the point. The point is that we had a vision and we were to execute on that vision.
Right.
So it wasn't about the length. It was about stepping out and doing it and betting on ourselves.
Right.
When you talk about, you know, just breaking away from everybody else and doing what you were supposed to do, we had to bet on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about a risk. We took out money from our 401k that we had been saving. I have a teenager who's going to college soon. But it's either we go after this thing and quit playing around with it. So again, I told you we were 10 years online, which was amazing. We were able to reach people nationwide with low overhead. But to step out and take that money out of our 401k was huge risk, but we were betting on ourselves.
Well, and stop guessing, stop wondering, stop wondering. Now, let me ask you each this.
Mm-hmm.
In the time that you've been running your business, what is the most unexpected lesson that your business has taught you so far?
Ooh, that's good. Unexpected.
All right, now you guys think about that question. Well, I do a little commercial break for DSLBD because you had talked about the Great Streets Grant. And when this airs, let me say first that grant money in your business is serendipitous and fortuitous and unlikely and currently available from DSLBD.
I love it.
We have a grant fund that's currently open called the Robust Retail Grant Fund, and it's available citywide, and you should check out our website, dslbd.dc.gov. And so grants of up to $10,000 are available. And if you think you have an interesting idea, you should try for it. So now back to our program.
I would say for us, one, and it's a positive, actually. We thought we were going to open up this bookstore and the community would come out. And it's been amazing that even the community surrounding our store in Anacostia come out and support. And we get people from Baltimore and Richmond that drive all the way into town to come to our bookstore. Mm-hmm. But I think the most unexpected thing is just the amount of media attention. Because I always tell people, we didn't open up this fabulous, you know, high-end jewelry store. We didn't do high-end luxury clothing. It's books.
Mm-hmm.
And so to be flown to the Steve Harvey Show, to be in Vanity Fair, to be in Essence Magazine for a bookstore has been an amazing gift to us, because it also confirmed and affirmed our idea and our vision. But it also let us know that we weren't by ourselves and that there is a huge community out there that is dying to, or excitedly, I should say, to read books and to connect with people in community. So it wasn't just a physical space, but it was what that physical space represented.
Right.
And it was authentic conversations. It was times to connect with people, and they could do that in our space. So that has been a huge surprise to us.
Right.
The reception of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's beautiful.
Thank
That's beautiful.
You. Thank you. Thank you.
How about you?
I think there are so many moments where I cock my head and go, really, that's what's happening right now.
Yes.
I would also say reception. Mm-hmm. I would, I think for me personally, a moment of personal growth is, yes, my, this was the first product ever made. It's a bottle opener made out of a gear and chain. Yes. And maybe this is selfish, maybe this is ego, but, people valuing that I see things differently mm-hmm. was phenomenal for me. It really was, identifying that I am a diverse individual and then I have a diverse perspective and then I can use that to contribute to the larger community was life-changing for me, I would say. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is perfect. Well, I think these are beautiful notes to end on. I think that if you are watching this and you wonder if you should start a business,
look at us.
Look at them.
Yeah, you can
look
do it.
At them. Yeah. And come to our website and come see us at DSLBD. I think the answer is probably yes. So stay involved with us, follow us, and we look forward to joining us on the rest of this conversation. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for listening to the EOTR podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, like, and share, and join us next time to learn about resources available in the district. You too can join the conversation by using hashtag EOTRPodDC or email us at EOTRPodDC@dc.gov.